I want to begin our devotional with a question, and that is, how much experience would God have to have in order to gain your trust? You know, is there a certain amount of time? You know, the Bible describes God as everlasting, Psalm 90, verses 1 and 2. He's a God that knows the beginning from the end, Isaiah 46 and verse 10. God possesses wisdom higher than any human is capable of comprehending, Romans 11, 33 through 36. Our God has never had to learn anything. He's infinite. He's omniscient, Psalm 147 and verse 5. And, you know, we kind of look at the world around us and the things that are happening in our lives and the world. We think about, what does that mean for us? And how does God's experience shape our lives and inform how we live? So I want us to consider two things. Number one, God can handle our problems. Right? We may look at our situations as unique and rare. Remember, Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, there's nothing new under the sun, in chapter 1, verse 9. So whatever our struggles might be, family, financial, medical, whatever it is, God has seen it before. And God's familiarity with our problems does not make him indifferent. It makes him the perfect one to turn to in our time of need. Hebrews 4:16. As God has delivered others from similar issues in the past, he can and will deliver us. 2 Corinthians 1:8-10. And then secondly here, we need to remember constantly that God is in control. Right? No matter what, God is in control. You know, Jesus upholds everything with the power of his word. Hebrews 1 and verse 3. Sometimes it may seem like the world is spinning out of control. That evil is overwhelming. Bad things are happening. And none of this escapes his notice, by the way. And since God has been reigning forever, what we need to remember is we can't allow the things of this world to make us anxious, worry, to doubt, to be afraid. You know, God's been running the world ever since the beginning. Psalm 146 and verse 10. So he's worthy of our worship. He's worthy of our trust. Because he is the ruler of heaven and earth, Psalm 103 and verse 19. So just some thoughts for us to consider here. And of course, everyone knows what we're going through right now. And, you know, and I need to be reminded of that. And I think we all do from time to time. And it just seems like life gets chaotic and difficult, but let's remember God is in control. That God is good, and let's remember that God doesn't give us what we want, he gives us what we need. And sometimes what we need is refining fire, but in the end, he is in control. If you're here this evening and you're subject to gospel invitation, that's where it begins. We'd love to help you in that. Put on Christ in baptism, or if you've fallen away or you just need strength, or the comfort that God can give and this church can give. I don't hesitate. Let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.